Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the J-Pod Bonecast presents 31 Days of Dexter. Coming up to our 31 day, today is actually day 28, October 28th, 2021. Our kill counter has started off at 93. We've now just ended season 7, and we're on our last season. So, like I said in my revision, my apologies, this is a 12 episode season, so that'll be cool. I said it was 10, my apologies on that. But in today's episode, I'm gonna recap episode 1, A Beautiful Day, episode 2, Every Silver Lining, and episode 3, What's Eating Dexter Morgan. So, like always, we're gonna go through the additional cast this season for season 8. So, for a returning guest, we're gonna have Yvonne Strosky again, who plays Anna McKay. For special guests, we have Dr. Evelyn Vogel, and she's portrayed by Charlotte Rampling. And I get all these off of Internet Movie Database as well to give credit to them. We have Jake Bellway. He's portrayed as the actor Sean Patrick Flannery. We have Angie Miller, who, very cool. Angie Miller obviously comes up as a detective. We end up finding out that Deborah does not work for Miami Metro anymore, and she is portrayed by actress Dana L. Wilson. We have Oliver Saxon, a.k.a. Daniel Vogel. He's played by Derry Engelgoffson, I believe his name. My apologies if I say these wrong as well, if I butcher names. I usually don't do this, but I do like to run through some of the special people. We have Zach Hamilton, who is played by Sam Underwood. You guys might know him from The Following. I'm not sure if you guys watched that very cool kind of horror type insane show with Kevin Bacon. So he plays Zach Hamilton. We have Cassie Jolson, who is Dexter's neighbor. She's played by Bethany Joy Lenz, and she was also in One Tree Hill. If any of my fans out there, One Tree Hill, please use the hashtag 31 Days of Dexter. So, we also have, returning guest, my apologies, this was in the notes, Sol Prado also returns for one episode, very cool. She's going to sell Dexter's apartment. So we have Valerie Cruz as well. Harrison Morgan, Harrison's a little older now, he's played by Jaden Wells. So it's cool, Harrison can talk and everything like that, he's fully functional, he knows what's going on when he's not sleeping, things like that. So yeah, anyone else that, we also have Nikki Walters. So my apologies. Nikki Walters is played by Doris Madison Burge, and that is Masuka's daughter. So awesome little backstory there. I'll definitely try and mention that in my recap. So let's get right away to episode 1, A Beautiful Day. So Dexter says, you know, everything's been solved since LaGuardia's death, to be honest, as we're seeing like a memorial for her right now. He's back on track, so it shows him killing within the 6 months. So we're just going to assume that he killed one person because that's all we see on the screen. So our kill counter is going to move from 93 to 94. And we end up seeing that they put a bench there in her honor. So we end up seeing Harrison as 6 months older, like I was just saying. You know, he's a little bit older and everything like that. We find out that Angel actually didn't retire because of Loretta's death. It actually made him pursue a different career. He still owns Papa's, but he also is now the captain of Homicide. So, the lieutenant, I'm sorry about that. And we notice that Deputy Chief Matthews is also back there. We see Miller, who, like I said, has moved up. So, obviously, we have Quinn as well. And we find out that Deb has quit her job with Miami Metro. But, you know, a lot of people do note that after LaGuardia died, Deb took it hard and she worked it in her own way, you know. And then we end up seeing her working in her own way. And she's actually doing cocaine with her person of interest. And it looks like she's sleeping with him right now. So we don't exactly know what Deb's doing, but we end up finding out that she is in some sort of relationship with the guy who's right now into some deal, and the guy's asking him to split up the jewelry, but he says no, you know, it's all or nothing. So, you know, Dexter is ending, like, Dexter's really afraid that Dexter ended up killing herself or she got hurt and everything like that. He ends up going over to her place, you know, finding Xanax, Paxil, and Adderall and pot. And he's like, great, she's mixing all of this shit, you know. Dexter hasn't seen her in 2 months, so he's really worried, you know. And Harry ends up saying, you need to stay away from her. Give her her space. That's exactly, you're the one that did this to her, Dexter. You're no good for her, you know. He tries to warn her, which is really Dexter in his own conscience, you know. So he knows exactly what he's doing by seeing Deborah. So Dex ends up going to where Deb works now, and we end up seeing John Elway, like I was saying, Sean Patrick Flannery. His character. So he was also in Saw. He was in Boondock Saints, if you guys remember. So he hasn't heard from Deb either, but it's really not normal. But unfortunately, the situation is a little unnormal because it's been 2 weeks, and you know, she really usually checks in with him, but not this long before. So he's a little nervous. But he says that Deb was working a smash and grab, you know, get the jewelry, get the man. And we end up finding out that the man that she was after, his name is Andrew Briggs, which is crazy because the other guy that she used to date was Anton Briggs. So it's like, come on. I don't know, guys. Script writers, come on. Just kind of change up the names a little bit. Use this as maybe Dexter's alias or something like that, you know, that he uses to vet some killer, but not Deb's boyfriend again. Another Briggs, come on, not the first Briggs that she slept with. All right, if you guys agree, please use the hashtag 31 days in Dexter. I'd appreciate it. So Deb's looking into her credit card password, trying to find out anywhere that she's been in the last couple days, and sure enough, he ends up getting through by using the password fucking password. So you know, he's ending up going now back to the lab, I believe, and he goes off on a guy in a car. You know, the guy cuts him off, and he ends up, like, trying to strangle him, and then he sees a kid in the back. And Harry is himself even says, like, you're losing control. Go home, son. So he goes home now, and we end up seeing, we're going to see where Jamie and Joey's relationship starts off now. So, of course, they're having sex without Batista's knowledge, but Batista gets home, and he says he can't have sex in front of his lieutenant, you know, so she's actually going to divert the attention to her, and Joey's going to sneak out. So she goes out, you know, Angel notes that she's sweaty. She's looking sweaty, you know, has she been working out? And she says, yeah, just been on the bike and everything like that. And we end up finding out that he has a lot of Maria LaGuardia stuff that he's trying to get rid of. He wants to donate to her. There's a bunch of boxes around, and we end up seeing a warrant for Deb and Dexter's cell phone record, something he just laughs off and says, even to the end, Maria couldn't let it go, you know, accusing Dexter and everything like that, and Deb of having something problem. So we see a briefing, and Dexter notes that Deb should be up there leading the briefing, but we see Deputy Chief Matthews this time, and Masuga notes, you know, this is no good. Then we also meet Dr. Evelyn Vogel, one of the best guest stars this season, and we're going to meet Vogel in a very different way. You know, Vogel's a huge part of the Dexter series, whether you like it or not. She's a huge part in Dexter's life. So we find out Lieutenant Batista, you know, this is going to be Miller versus Quinn for the detective. You know, Matthews is on Batista as well, saying that he wants a new sergeant. So now he has to put on a sergeant exam for Quinn. So he kind of ends up finding out about Jamie and Quinn, and then pushes that on him, saying you need to better your career, you know, take the sergeant exam. And that kind of pressures Quinn a little bit, as we find out. So we find out in this crime that the brain, a specific piece has been taken out, and usually that's the piece of a serial killer that possesses empathy, and the whole point of a serial killer is they have no empathy. Both Dexter and her know this at the same time, which is, you know, very strange. And, you know, Dexter says, great, just what I need, you know, like a psychopath whisperer in my direction. Excuse me. So we end up seeing Batista's talking to Dexter about this vase that Maria had. And, you know, Dexter ends up getting upset when Batista starts going off saying, you know, when Maria so tragically died, he says, when Maria so tragically died, it's because she couldn't let go of Estrada that Maria died. And, you know, this is the first time Yeah, Dexter kind of reveals himself to Batista a little bit, gets a little off edge, and he just apologizes, but it's all good. He just keeps a vase. So we end up seeing Vogel. Masuka asks Dexter to go see Vogel in the morgue, and Dexter goes down, and she starts asking, like, did you find any fingerprints or anything like that on the body? He says no, and then she ends up saying, talking about, how pretty much Doakes didn't fit the whole fit the whole profile of the Bay Harbor Butcher. And she asks about Doakes, like, what was it like working with him? And he says he has a short fuse, he was angry. And she says, well, that's not really what I expected. That's very odd seeing a psychopath like this, because some other psychopath would operate with some sort of type of outline or guidance. And Dexter says, outline, guidance, like, question mark, like, to what does she know about the code? And she like alludes to the code, and she says, I look forward to working with you, Dexter Morgan. So Dexter flips, he's just like, damn, like, this is the last thing I want right now. I don't need this. Okay. Dexter actually goes to Captain Matthews and asks if Vogel's an asset. And he says, yeah, sure enough, she's smart. So use your advantage, keep her in the loop, Dexter. And Dexter wonders if the reason she's here is really for him, So sure enough, we're going to see Quinn, and we find out that Deb actually asked him for a lot of favors during her CI. So they do keep in contact. She's the only person that keeps in contact with Quinn, not even Dexter, So we find out that she wants to him to look into this Javier Guzman, who goes by the name of El Sapo. So Briggs shows off some merchandise, and he's about to do a deal on him. So Briggs comes back to Deb and tells her that he's going to be rich. And my apologies if I end up calling him Anton, because it's actually Andrew. Unbelievable. So Quinn ends up telling Dexter that he found information on El Sapo, and he actually can't get through to Deb because of her voicemail is full and everything like that. And Deb, we end up seeing with Andrew Briggs. She says that she should really back him up with El Sapo, and he says no, like, nothing changes, when he comes here, you stay hidden. If anything happened to you, I don't know what I'd do, So we see Jamie dropping off Harrison right now, and she says that she needs the occasional night off. Dexter, we talked about this, and Dexter's like, maybe not tonight, and she's like, yes, tonight. So sure enough, we see her go spend the night with Joey. Dexter gives Harrison some supper, but he's spinning around asking for pudding and everything like that, and he ends up breaking the vase. And this time we see Dexter actually get really upset, and he says, Jesus, Harrison, look at what you did. And then he starts apologizing, I'm so sorry, and he says, all right, come on, we're going on a little trip. He brings him in the car now, and he goes to Quinn's house. He ends up knocking on the door mad times, and Quinn's hooking up with Jamie. Quinn says, what the fuck is going on? He goes, great, you brought the kid. And he didn't notice Harrison was there as he's swearing. And he doesn't know exactly where Deb is, but the last time she was in Fort Lauderdale at some pink motel, some shitty motel. So Dexter tries and calls Jamie and can't get a hold of her, obviously, because Jamie is hooking up with Quinn, Jamie even noting the universe is against them. And Dexter says in front of his kid, well, in the car, Jesus, does no one answer their fucking cell phone? So he says, we're going for a drive, okay? And sure enough, Harrison's like, okay, daddy. So they go to the pink motel, and we see Harrison passed out in the back seat. Dexter ends up finding Deb, saying someone's about to kill Briggs. She has to get out of here immediately. Then Briggs comes in saying, what the fuck, you again? And Dexter ends up literally killing him. So we have our kill counter of 95 right now. And Deb starts freaking out, saying, Dexter, what the fuck? I actually felt okay with him. And Dexter has blood all over his hands. She asks him to get the fuck out of there because she's about to call it in. And Dexter has to leave now. He goes back to his car, and Harrison's not found. Harrison's nowhere to be found. So he ends up going to find Harrison in the parking lot. He says, I was looking for you, daddy. And he's covered in blood as he touches Harrison's toy dog. And we end up seeing Deb get the keys off of Briggs as El Sapo watches her. Deb calls up Elway, telling him what happened, saying it's kind of like a win-win, because although Briggs is dead, she has what will hopefully lead them to the stash. Dexter tries washing off the blood of Harrison's toy dog, but he can't get it. We end up watching him so frustrated, he ends up throwing it away. Then we see him frustrated on LaGuardia's bench, and Vogel approaches him, saying, I wish to talk to you about something, Dexter. And he says, now is not the greatest time. And she ends up leaving him with some pictures, and they're drawn, obviously, by Dexter. It shows a knife and a dog and a person on, like, what looks like a table. And he goes up to her saying, "What do you want from me?" And she says, "Nothing. You can't kill me." He says, "Why can't I kill you?" And she says, "Because you don't fit Harry's coat." So why exactly did she say that, you know? Does she know? All right, season 8, episode 2. Dexter's watching old footage right now of Harry, and we end up seeing him talk to Vogel, and we end up finding out that Harry and Vogel are friends, you know? And Harry right now is describing a crime scene that he went to. It was a total bloodbath. The victim actually fell on a sliding glass, and he brought Dexter into the crime scene because Dexter wanted to look so bad, and he was afraid that... Or he'd think that it would, like, spook him out, but unfortunately it did the opposite. And Dexter actually took a little blood slide. It looked like a piece of the sliding glass with all of the blood running down it. So it almost, you know, it represents, like, the blood slide. Like, Dexter has a fascination with this type of thing, you know, where he gets his blood slides from later. But this is just a piece of glass. It's not an actual blood slide. So Vogel ends up telling Harry there's a place in this world for his son, you know, and we're going to find it together. And she ends up saying, like, "I almost know everything about you. I helped create you." And Dexter says, like, "You make yourself sound like Dr. Frankenstein, you know?" And she says, "I saved your life, and now I need you to save mine." And she goes, "That brain matter from the last crime scene that was gone, guess what was on my doorstep wrapped in, like, you know, butcher paper with a ribbon?" And she ends up saying that she thinks it's a former patient. And Dexter says, "You think it's a threat?" And she goes, "Hardly a love letter, you know." So it's great. I love that little wittiness about her. So he says he doesn't take requests on killing people, you know. And she goes, "No, but this person's bad, and what they're doing is bad. So, you know, if you follow the code, then you should be doing it." And she says, "Unfortunately," he says, "Why don't you go to the police?" And she goes, "I've used unorthodox methods, you know, that could be illegal." So he says, you know, "Oh, you don't want your reputation or even possibly you going to jail, you know?" And he says, "I see that as your problem, not mine." And she ends up giving him another disc saying, "Here's another piece of your past. Like, please help me, you know? Maybe you won't pass up this. I know you won't." So we end up seeing a man saying, "You don't deserve to die." And, you know, then he ends up saying, "But I don't have a choice." And he kills a man by strangling him with a bag. So we end up seeing a video of Harry, you know, Dexter's now watching the next disc, and it's the ritual being created. Harry's now talking about the drug dealer that Dexter killed last night. He did something different now. He had him look at his victims, and he says maybe, you know, he's talking to Harry now, saying maybe Vogel has helped you in the past. Maybe she can help you with Deb now, but Dexter doesn't want to get her involved with Deb. He says that Deb said she hated me and that she should have killed me in the container instead of LaGuardia. And he says, "I don't trust Vogel. More reason to keep her close," Harry says, you know. So Elway ends up telling Deb to check in next time. You know, when she looks like shit, he makes her an electrolyte drink. He says, "You know, you're putting your assets at risk, mainly yourself, you know." And she says, "I don't see what the big deal is. I got a lead on the stash and the key to the storage unit." So now they end up going to check out Briggs's house, and they don't see anything, but they end up finding out a bill for a storage unit. So now they got the goods. Elway has a prior engagement with another client, so he can't go, but he tells Deb, "Please be careful, you know." We end up finding another body. This time we see the man that was strangled, a piece of his brain was cut out, and we see the brain surgeon, a name that was created by Quinn this time, and Masuka giggles and says, "The brain surgeon, that's good." So the killer ends up leaving the murder weapon near the body like the last one. This time it's the bag, and Dexter finds it. He talks to Vogel saying, you know, "If you're right, he's a serial killer. You're right, he's a serial killer," and he's hoping that he left a partial print on it. So now he's on a race to Miami Metro, who also found a bloody, a partial print, I believe. That's on another thing. I'm sorry. All right, don't disregard that last part. My apologies. Vogel says she felt pride in knowing what Dexter was doing, which really concerns Dexter, you know. You were fine with the killer out there. So after that, we end up seeing El Sapo is also now following Deb after, you know, she's not only going to the storage facility, but also when she was at Briggs's house with Elway. So we end up seeing Dexter run the plastic bag prints, and we find out it's Lyle Sussman. And Vogel says she doesn't really remember him and everything like that. And why would he actually do that? Maybe he was working for someone or something else. And Dexter says, no, you know, he's going to go check him out. And she says, you know, I've always been there for you. And he goes, when I was 10, you know, why don't I remember you? And she says, I kept Harry's wishes even after his death. He didn't want me near you or to know or make you feel a little weird. And she says, he says that it kind of stinks, you know, because he could have used someone after Harry died. And this kind of fascinates her. Like, you know, people like you usually don't seek out emotion. And he ends up asking why, you know? And she ends up saying good luck, and she sends him off. So now Dexter is moments away from Miami Metro showing up to Lyle Sussman's house, as they always found a print, as also they found a print. So it's like Masuka versus Dexter right now. And Dexter goes in Sussman's house and then finds out about a cabin looking at the picture. So sure enough, you know, he's going to end up seeing, you know, a cabin that Sussman was in. Deb gets the jewelry, but then she ends up getting beat up by El Sapo, and she's almost killed. Then we see El Sapo is then shot and killed inside of his car. We see Quinn and Batista, you know, they're interviewing Sussman's mom, finding out that he, in fact, has a cabin. And this is exactly when Batista tells Quinn that he should take his job more seriously, and if he's going to date his sister, you know, maybe he should take the sergeant exam. So we see Dexter get called to the crime scene now, and it's the El Sapo one. Sure enough, Quinn is going to take Dexter aside and saying that Deb was looking into these guys, you know, and that Javier Guzman is actually El Sapo, a hitman that was sent to kill Briggs, and Dexter ends up fearing that Deb is in danger. A second gun is found in the glove compartment. Dexter tells Vogel that he has to do something for Deborah, and Vogel again, like, kind of makes that look like, why does Dexter care so much, you know, he shouldn't have this emotion. So Dexter goes by to Deb's house, and Deb's screen door is, like, busted open. She's passed out. She ends up waking up, freaking out, saying she doesn't want him around. And he ends up saying El Sapo's dead, and she says, good, fucking good, you know? And she says she's fine. He ends up seeing bruises on her, and she says, what happened? He says, what happened? And she says, El Sapo followed me to the storage unit. And he says, well, if someone killed him, someone might be coming for you. And she says, nobody's coming for me, Dexter. Please, you know, don't give a shit, she ends up saying. And Deb says she didn't want to hate him, and he wanted the opposite. So we end up seeing Dexter. He ends up going to Sussman's cabin now. And, you know, it's right before Miami Metro again. He ends up seeing all these full of tools and everything like that. He could be the killer, but then he finds Sussman, who's hung himself. Or he looks like he's hung, so sure enough, we're going to find out. You know, Dexter wonders if he had an accomplice. He's thinking that this is the guy, you know, but sure enough, he's mad again that he's wrong. And Vogel says, it's no wonder why you're mad, you're wrong. You know, you usually have some sort of superiority to you, and you're usually right. And she believes that psychos are a type of alpha wolves in the world, you know, saying most of the powerful CEOs even show examples of traits like this. And Dexter is back to step one, you know, finding who's killing all these people and everything like that. And Vogel ends up asking what's wrong with Deb, but Dexter says we're not talking about Deb ever, you know. So we see Jamie, she gets mad at Quinn, and he won't stop mentioning Deb, you know. He helps Deb a lot, so he has to mention her. And she says, can you go, like, you know, 1 hour without mentioning Deb? And sure enough, he can't. So she's going to end up also finding out that her brother knows about them, and that he's been on him about getting the sergeant exam done. So she's going to come inside and yell at Batista for getting into her personal life and saying stay out of it. So sure enough, we see the bloody fingerprint that Dexter looks into was actually Deb's gun. So Dexter finds out that Deb killed El Sapo. So sure enough, we see Deb come in the station, and she's going to talk to Quinn right now, who asks about the case that she's been working. And she actually has, like, a PTS traumatic, you know, episode when she starts seeing the pictures of El Sapo shot. So she ends up saying, Dexter ends up coming in saying family emergency and everything like that. So Dexter talks to Deb outside saying that he knows that you killed El Sapo, you know, found your blood at a crime scene to tell me what happened. And she says she doesn't know. She was angry. She just wanted the jewels back. He beat the shit out of me, and I was really mad, you know. And Dexter says they'll keep her out of trouble and keep the evidence out. And she goes, wow, that's, like, rich coming from you, and, you know, and he says, "What if I wasn't there to protect your ass?" And she goes, "Do you really want to play the what if game? What if you weren't a serial killer?" And then Deb threatens him by saying, "El Sapo's not the only person I shot. You know, I could very well shoot someone else. Who knows what will happen in this hell of a world that you made me?" You know, Dexter agrees, saying, "Deb's right. Whatever's left to Deb, when she found out my secrets, was destroyed once La Guerrera died in there." And he switches out the gun in the evidence room for Deb. So we end up seeing Quinn come to Papa's, and he tells Batista that, yeah, he's going to start studying for the test and that him and Jamie are good. And Deb shows up, and Quinn, you know, goes over, like, looking at these things and talk to her, and Deb ends up driving off. So we see Dexter, he gets a call from Vogel, and he believes that she believes that someone's in his house, and her door was open, so sure enough, Dexter's going to investigate. He doesn't find anybody, but then he ends up seeing that her laptop was used, and we see a video of Sussman being coerced and then shot dead, and Dexter again says he was wrong. "The only thing that I've done, that I've been good at this whole time, is vetting, hunting, and killing people, and I can't even do that anymore, you know?" And she goes, he tells Vogel that you're wrong about me, you know? I'm a mistake. And she says, "No, you're exactly what you need to be. You're perfect," as she hugs and holds him. So that was episode 2, season 8. Alright, so season 8, episode 3, What's Eating Dexter Morgan? We see Dexter, and he's being called by Harrison. He's like, "Daddy," and it's like really scary. We end up seeing him. So Dexter's gonna give him a little shot of Pepto-Bismol, and he ends up saying, like, "A little shot of pink will help my stomach, will help my son's stomach from a stomach ache." But then he ends up saying, you know, like, he wishes a dose of medicine could help out Deborah, the situation with Deb right now. So sure enough, we end up seeing Deb almost get a DUI. You know, she's drunk in her car and everything like that. And the officer even says, "Do you want me to call your brother?" And she ends up freaking out, saying no. We end up seeing Quinn, who's going to get a phone call. He ends up telling Jamie that he needs to deal with some cop stuff. But sure enough, it's just that he needs to pick up Deb, who is not going to be booked. You know, he's going to keep it out of it. So we see Dexter now and all of them get called to a crime scene. Quinn's actually a little late to this crime scene because of Deb, and Angel gets mad, saying, like, "Hey, I stuck my neck out you for the sergeant's exam, and now you're going to pull this shit." But sure enough, if Batista knew, you know, he wouldn't care. So sure enough, we see Sussman's corpse. It's on the ground now. There's a rifle wound in his head and everything like that. His teeth are broken. And we see it's because a shotgun has been placed in his mouth and pulled in the trigger. And Dexter also finds some gunpowder on residue on Sussman's hands as well. So the police are convinced that this is a clear-cut case. You know, the brain surgeon is now dead. He felt remorse and he killed himself. Although we know that he's alive and well. So we see Quinn, who drives Deb back to work. And, you know, Elway's also going to notice that Quinn, like that person that just dropped off Deb. This is also weird. I don't know if you guys agree with me as well. But it's almost like, I feel like at first they set up Elway to kind of be like hitting on Deb and like Deb. And then it just goes south from there. But I don't know if you guys felt that way as well. I thought he was going to be a love interest as well, at first. And I was like very concerned. But we see Elway, and he almost gets a little jealous of Quinn. And he ends up saying, like, "Wow, you used to be fiance with that guy. Like, you know, that guy used to be your fiance and he's still your friend. Like, there's no way I could do that, you know?" So we end up seeing Evelyn, and she receives a text and it's saying, "Look outside." And we end up finding out there's his and her parts of the brain now. And we now know, after she consoles with Dexter, that the brain surgeon is now watching the both of them. So sure enough, he says he's been going through a book and referencing some people, and he starts asking about this Ron Galluzzo guy. It's a guy that strangled his best friend as a child, and initially he was convicted, but Evelyn, you know, got him, got leniency after saying that he's bullied. And after Galluzzo admitted to lying, she reversed her recommendation, and he was institutionalized until the age of 21. Giving him a clear-cut motive to hurt Evelyn Vogel, Dexter, you know? So Dexter believes this is pretty true, you know? But we also know Dexter has been quite wrong about things. So we end up seeing Quinn, who calls Dexter at this moment and says that Deb was brought in for DUI and everything like that. And Dexter ends up running over to Elway's after Elway and Deb are talking. And she says, "Jesus, you know, it's hey, it's your brother." And he's like, "Oh." So sure enough, she's going to you know, say, is everything okay? Dex is going to ask her, is everything okay? You know, it's a huge issue. You just got a DUI. And she says, it's not a big deal at all. You know, everything's fine. He's like, fucking Quinn shouldn't told me. And Dexter says, no, Quinn's a good friend. You know, it's because he told him that he cares about you and everything like that. So after that, we end up seeing Elway say, like, you know, start getting ready, you know, buck up because we have a new client. You know, we end up seeing this Lucy Gerard lady who suspects that her husband is cheating on her. And, you know, Deb almost blows it by saying, you know, the truth is overrated and everything like that. And Elway starts saying, like, you want to start making some fucking money around here. We need to start doing our job, you know, quit fucking around and everything like that. And he makes her a drink and everything with electrolytes, saying that she's hungover and that, you know, it will cure right away. So we end up seeing Dexter, who tells Deb, you know, I'm not gonna leave you alone. I'm gonna keep coming back until you agree to have dinner with me. And Dexter's plan now is to bring her to this, like, little I forget the name of the place, but, you know, they're eating and everything like that. And he shows her the people that she saved during that shootout when they were all out to eat. And, like, you know, he describes exactly who whose life was saved and what they're doing now. And Deb, you know, should realize that she was a great cop and everything she did. So Dexter now, he decides to focus as well on Ron Galluzzo, that he might be the brain surgeon. So he ends up going to the mall, where he goes to his little fitness workout place. And it's almost like Galluzzo's vetting out Dexter, we find out, you know, asking his body ratio and everything like that. And, you know, making him go faster on the elliptical. And he even lies to... Dexter when Dexter mentions, hey, have you picked up this book by Evelyn Bogle? It's pretty good, you know? So, yeah, we end up knowing why would Galluzzo lie to this? There must be something going on. So, you know, Dexter brings this up to Vogel, and, you know, Vogel just says Galluzzo. It kind of makes sense and everything like that. So he says he has a face-to-face, and he says she's, like, kind of, like, upset, saying that you maybe exposed them. And Dexter says, no, my next move is to break into his house and see what he has, and I love it, you know. Evelyn has a loaded gun just to keep herself safe, or believe that she keeps herself safe. But we end up seeing that Galluzzo is a serial killer himself. You know, we find out that he has some fingers in the stew. There's a brain that's marinating. Galluzzo's a killer. He's a cannibal. So Dexter is like, wow, this is insane, you know. Evelyn, again, is offering to help Deb, but Dexter refuses. And just then, he's going to end up actually getting a call from Quinn, who says that Deb just came in, she's drunk, and she just admitted to shooting LaGuardia. So we see Evelyn, who's going to come in with Dexter, and Evelyn's going to explain that she has, you know, PTSD and everything like that, and that Deborah is, you know, just battling this. And we see Deb just going a spiral from here out. Like, she doesn't care about Elway investigations or anything like that. The reasons why she's working here is to get away from all that and do her own thing. We just seen her botch pretty much the investigation. You know, there was the woman that was having her husband was having an affair. After they collected all the evidence, you know, the woman ended up nodding. She was in denial, and she didn't want anything. She thought that they were lying. And Deb questions, like, why the fuck are we even doing this, you know? Is it just for a paycheck? You know, she has different reasons for what she does. She feels like this is shitty. So that's Deborah. But as we see Deb, who ends up confessing and everything like that, we see Dexter come in, and he M99s her and says that she passed out from being too stressed after Quinn says what's wrong. And Dexter says, can we sneak her out the back? And Quinn's like, thank yeah. And Dexter ends up thanking Quinn, saying, you did a great job here, man. Thank you so much for calling me, you know. I really mean a lot. So we end up seeing him bring her back to her beach house, and he ends up, like, feeling bad, but he ends up also handcuffing her, saying he doesn't know exactly what Deb's going to do when she wakes up, you know. So we end up seeing Dexter. He ends up killing Galluzzo. We end up going back to his kitchen, and Dexter ends up saying, like, you're disgusting, a cannibal. There was a time, you know, I could never imagine anyone being what you are, a consumer of human flesh, you know. But now I realize I'm just like you. I consume everyone I love. And our kill counter is now going to go to 96. Dexter just killed Ron Galluzzo. And that's going to do it for day 28. So I'll see you guys tomorrow for day 29.